In the great forest of the Northwest, there once lived a tribe of Indians called the Minnetarees. They were as much at home in the forest as the owl and the deer and the bear and the other animals. They treated the animals as their friends, and they told this story about how they learned the special ways of the animals. One day, long ago, an Indian boy left his village and went deep into the forest to hunt birds. He wanted big, bright feathers for his arrows and his war bonnet. After many days, he came to a place called the Land of Many Feathers, and he waited for the birds to appear. He waited and waited. He waited for some days, but no birds came. Suddenly, one night, he heard a drumming sound. It seemed to be coming from far away. He walked toward the sound, and the drumming grew louder and louder. But he couldn't find where it was coming from. His search brought him to the edge of a lake. In the moonlight, he saw birds flying and animals swimming toward an island. The drums sounded all around him. But what was making the noise? He couldn't understand it. He prayed to his guardian spirit to tell him the cause of the drumming. Suddenly, an old man appeared out of the forest. He greeted the boy, saying, "I come from the country of dreams." And the boy said, "Can you tell me what causes the drumming sound?" And the old man said, "It is good that you ask. You should always try to find out the cause of everything. That is the way to become good and wise." The old man gave him a stick of many feathers and told him to wave it just before he went to sleep. He said, Perhaps you will find the answer." The old man quickly disappeared into the forest, and after waving the stick, the boy fell asleep on the sand. As he slept, he had a wonderful dream. He found himself in a big house filled with many people. They were dressed in beautiful furs and wore many colored feathers, just the kind he had been hunting for. This was where the sound of drumming came from. The people were dancing to the drums, and suddenly the boy knew who the people were. They were the very same animals and birds he had seen swimming in the lake. A magic power had changed them into human form. What a wonderful dream. When the dancing stopped, the one who seemed to be the chief said to the boy,
"Huh? I am the dog. Everyone here is an animal or bird of the earth. By giving you the magic stick of many feathers, the Great Spirit has sent us to you in these shapes."
The dog brought the boy to the center of the room and said,
"We made a drumming sound so that we could do our dog dance. If you will take our dance and teach it to your people, we will give you our powers and teach you our secrets."
The boy promised to teach the dance to the Minnetarees, and the dog showed him the secret steps and gave him a strip of fur to decorate his coat. So ever since that time, the dog has been man's best friend and has worked for him and guarded him. Even if treated unkindly, the dog is ever faithful. Then the other animals and the birds gave the boy their powers. The owl said,
"I have the power to see at night and to hunt in darkness."
And he put two of his feathers in the boy's war bonnet. So whenever the Indian hunts at night, he can see a long distance and see clearly because the power of the owl is with him. The buffalo and the bear were the next to offer their powers. They said,
"We have great strength. We can trample our enemies."
The buffalo gave the boy a belt of buffalo hide to wear, and the bear gave him a strip of fur for his coat. So whenever the Indian goes to war, he has the strength of the buffalo. When he's in danger, he knows the power of the bear will help him crush his enemies. The deer offered the boy his speed. I give you my swiftness, so that you may be fleet of foot and run faster than all others. He gave the boy soft deer skin for his coat. So whether the Indian is chasing an animal or an enemy, he will win the race running as fast as a deer. The porcupine told the boy, I have the power to frighten off my enemies, for they're afraid of my sharp quills. Wear my quills, he said, and you will have the same power in your sharp arrows. So the Indian's bow and arrow made other men fear him, for he had the power of the porcupine to frighten his enemies. The wildcat said,
I give you my power to move silently through the forest and hide from your enemies.
To show his friendship, he added a strip of fur to decorate the boy's coat. So Indians in the forest move as quickly and silently as a wildcat when they're hunting game. The eagle completed the boy's war bonnet by adding a large bunch of eagle feathers. He said,
I'll be with you wherever you go, and will give you my vision and strength.
So the Indian can see from a great distance to find his enemies or to escape from them, because the power of the eagle is with him. As a final gift, the dog gave the boy two small drums. He said,
You ask your guardian spirit the cause of the drumming. These are the drums for our special dance. Tell your people to use them when they do the dog dance.
The boy accepted the drums and all his gifts with thanks. He promised the dog that his people would always honor their friends, the animals and birds, by doing the dog dance. He waved goodbye with his magic stick. The next thing he knew, he woke up on the shore of the lake. Was it all a dream? No. No, next to him were the drums, his feathered arrows and war bonnet. His coat was decorated with strips of soft fur, and he felt the strange power of the dream still on him. When he returned to his village, he told his people about the gifts and the powers the animals had given them, and taught them the secrets of the dog dance. Ever since that time, the Minitaris have done the dog dance and decorated their clothes with furs and feathers to honor the animals for giving them their powers and skills and friendship. They have kept the promise the boy made to the dog long ago to show their thanks for the many things the Indians learn from their friends, the animals.